is now time for a very Leatherface edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games to like just hide in that cooler and just watch Leatherface walk on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by the horror legend himself, Basher.
I thought you were making an Indiana Jones reference for a second.
I own them. I know I've seen them, but if you ask me to describe a single scene from any of the movies, I'd be like, there's a scene where he runs away from a rock. And that's about all, legitimately about the only scene I could tell you.
Good movies. Not great, but good.
Yeah, that's one of those that I just don't get. Like, I'm supposed to like them, right? Because I'm a Star Wars guy too. I'm a Lucas guy.
I love them. I really do. I love two of them anyway.
That's the other thing is I did see Crystal Skull, so I guess I could describe two other scenes because I remember the nuclear explosion where he gets in a fridge, and I was like, that's weird.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
And the scene where Shia LaBeouf swinging with the monkeys.
So, that's racist. All right.
What was he in the new movie, LaBeouf? I'm assuming not.
No, he
right?
was not. I think they wrote him out because there's a line in that movie where he because it's all about going back in time, and apparently, if he can go back in time, it would be to stop his son from enlisting, so he didn't die in a war. And I'm like,
oh, spoilers.
So I'm thinking like, wait, so the did they kill off Shia LaBeouf in a war?
Huh. When you have the gift of time, you can literally write anything you want. And that just seems...
They kind of did by the end of that movie. You should check it out at some point.
Yeah, that'll be a Disney Plus one. We are not here to talk about Indiana Jones. We're here to talk about
different
movie.
All right, I'm leaving. Never mind.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the brand new movie tie... You know, movie tie-in games... We used to get them all the time, and now we got a new one in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know what? I actually saw the original one for the first time probably about a year ago. Holds up.
It does. I agree.
I was like the first like 20 minutes like is definitely it's got that B movie vibe. Like some of the scenes when they start cutting and like the blending is really really bad at times. I was like, oh my god, like what? But then like once it starts going, I was like, okay, I get it. Like, this is genuinely uncomfortable kind of thing. So, the rest of them suck. I don't like any of them. So, I wonder if that's a hot take. Is that a hot take to not like any of the sequels to Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I think we know the sequels are kind of bad, right? I'm pretty sure that's the consensus.
I think people like the second one, though. And I watched that and I was like, this is stupid. Like, this is really stupid.
Well, even as a child, I was like, I don't see why there's a sequel right now. I think that might be one of the earliest cases I can remember of me going, they're doing this just for the money, right? Because there's nothing, you can't do this here.
10-year-old you was like, why? Why would they do that?
The lore, why would you ruin it?
Why would you ruin the lore? I saw Gran Turismo.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Chainsaw Massacre. Take on the role of one of the notorious slaughterhouse family or their victims in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, a third-person asymmetrical horror experience based on the groundbreaking and iconic 1974 horror film. As a victim, you must use your wits and stealth to stay out of the family's reach and find the tools you need to lead to your eventual freedom. Slaughter family players must seek out, track down, and stop their guests from escaping. Players of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre can finally find out if they have what it takes to survive. Experience the mad or the macabre?
Macabre?
Right. Never heard this word.
You heard of macabre.
The mad and macabre for yourself in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all related characters, place names, and other trademarks of Vortex Inc. I'm gonna copy and paste.
Wait, can
this.
You copy and paste that for like legit? Like I don't know what the heck is. That has to be a typo of some sort, right? Iconic.
It's like a no. It's an all other indicia. and I don't know. It's a shortened for something. I don't
can
know what
please
it is.
Put that in chat for me real quick. I just
pasted it. People are listening to this are probably like, what is what?
Wait, hold on. Paste it where?
Where do you want it? Here? Fine.
We're on Discord right now. Where'd you send it to?
I put it in everywhere I talk to you.
This is just, not true. I didn't get a single. Yep, there it is. Never mind, guys. Like, I can confirm I got it.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all related characters places names.
Other in Dick. What?
I don't know.
Dickia? What the heck?
There's somebody that's just like, well, these guys never read. These guys don't know how to read. Okay. I don't know what this word means.
Bull crap. But I have three books next to me right now that I've read one time of one of them. Okay, so screw you guys. I read.
Indicia.
I took a book on vacation. Is that what it says? Is that what it's supposed to be?
Indicia. Signs, indications, or distinguishing marks. Learn footnotes and other indicia of scholarship. So there you go. Indicia.
Why would they use a word like that for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, a movie and now a video game about a bunch of rednecks?
All rights reserved. This is playable on Xbox Series X and S. Is this on Xbox One? I don't know.
Xbox One's not a thing, so who cares?
It is. It is available on Xbox One and Xbox One X, it looks like. And as well as PC. Does have crossplay for not just PC and Xbox, but PlayStation as well. So there you go. Wait, is that true? See now,
I didn't see that being true.
I feel like I read this somewhere. So now, fact checking on the air. Texas Chainsaw.
We're doing a lot of things live right now, man. I don't know what's getting cut out. What?
Indicia. Yes, it is on PlayStation 4 and 5 as well. Yeah, and does feature crossplay among all platforms. Regularly priced at $39.99 on Xbox Series X and S, you're going to get Series X. You're going to get two performance modes. You're going to get a 4K 30 and a 1440p to up to 60. And on PC, that's it. So there's no main and extras because you can't really complete this game. It goes on forever. It's multiplayer only. So the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It only took us 7 minutes and 40 seconds, but let's talk about it. Let's talk about Indicia and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, let's talk about the public school system and how it failed me. Jesus.
Clearly.
Based on the movie, clearly. It's I always have a difficult time thinking like how we should describe gameplay. Because sometimes you get games that are so speak for themselves. I feel like it's a disservice saying, have you played Dead by Daylight? It's that game. Have you played Friday the 13th? It's that game. You know, it's the killers versus the victims, and the victims have to escape, and the killers need to kill them. I'm not trying to say this in a bad way, but I think it's your standard run and hide, cat and mouse, hide and seek gameplay that you find in these current crop of horror games.
Yeah, so I don't have a huge history with these games. I have played Dead by Daylight, but I didn't get that far into it. Like, that was what caught my eye, was is like Ghostface and Jigsaw Killer were characters in that. And that's kind of neat. Like, I'm into those franchises. I'm a big Scream guy, big Saw guy, so I like horror, but I've just never been enticed by this run and hide cat and mouse. Like, I don't want to do that. But this came out and it was making some, I don't want to say it was making some waves, but people are saying like, yeah, it's actually pretty good. And I was like, okay, like maybe this is different. And while I respect you saying like, this is not just one, you know, it's dishonest or it's not fair for us, but like, this is just one of those. But at the same time, like, I think this is one of those instances where it is literally just one of those.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, but right. I just think this is very indicative or derivative of Dead by Daylight. What's that? The other big one, like you said, Friday the 13th. There was another one that came out.
There was
Evil Dead, maybe.
There's a few. Yeah, I think that might have been one of them. But there's a few of them out, and I'm with you with. And it's not just this specific genre of horror games. It's also even when I think I would credit that first Amnesia game as kind of bringing to the forefront this
Outlast
idea. Yeah, it's another big one. That's just kind of like there's a threat. You can't do anything but run away and hide. And I'm not going to say I don't get that, but as the gamer that I am, it just never really grabbed me. Amnesia was really fun when I first played it, but again, I think that's because it was the first one of those that I played, although there's a lot of good ones that came out, like Outlast. But by the time Resident Evil 6, I think, came out, I'm just like, I'm done with this. I don't like this. Especially with the prop like Resident Evil, where I'm used to like getting a grenade launcher at some point and blowing things up. I just got really bored of the run and hide gameplay mechanic.
Yeah, and that's for me. It's Outlast, if I remember correctly, was a PS4 like launch PlayStation Plus game. So that was kind of where I think a lot of people probably. That's not fair. That's where a lot of people I know played this style of game, and this is not, you know, one-to-one, but it, like you said, it's the first time that they ever, for the longest time, you know, you weren't in charge, if that makes sense. You know, it was, survival was truly the key to that. For me, when it came to, like, Dead by Daylight, like, I was watching a lot of people play it when it got kind of big, and it was the first kind of thing, and I was just like, why would I ever want to play as the victim? I don't understand. Like, and so, honestly, that's what it was. Like, because the tutorial for that game doesn't really, you're basically the killer, and it, I was like, okay, that's kind of fun. But then I would immediately jump in and I couldn't be the killer because everyone wants to be the killer. So I just immediately kind of stopped playing it. So I was like, well, this is dumb. I don't want to do that. That's
where it loses me. Like the idea of you playing the victim doesn't have a lot of gameplay mechanics, I feel like, in these games. In Texas Chainsaw Massacre, as like the only gameplay you have is press B to crouch and then press X to interact with things. There's no real gameplay, and it hardly ever is. Playing the victim in these games is akin to playing a game of Among Us, you know, where there's, you just go here, press X, go here, press A, and there's no real interaction with the game itself. The interaction all comes from, oh no, did the killer see me? Hope not, and then you continue pressing X at the location.
So, yeah. So all that being said, this is the first time I think either one of us, at least especially for me, has really played one of these games. And while I understand it a bit more, like what you just said, I think my criticism is still kind of there of just like, man, it's a lot more fun to play as the killers than it is the hunted, right? I think there's something to being the victim and with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So like to set it up a little bit, there's various maps that you're on. You can be various killers. There's obviously Leatherface. There's the brother. I don't know their names. There's Sissy. And then there's like one of the guys from one of the later movies. I think his name's Tommy or something like that. They each have their own little abilities. Like Leatherface obviously has the chainsaw and he can cut through different obstacles. They all have like a vision cone, but Tommy has a hunter's kind of thing. So if he finds your tracks, he can hunt you down a little bit easier. Sissy has like a poisoning thing. So each one has their own little style, as you'd kind of, you know, expect. And then the survivors have their own attributes as well to being like, I was playing one guy and basically had like a shoulder charge. So if I came up to anyone but Leatherface, basically I could knock him out for like 20 seconds. And that was pretty helpful because you got to try to get away. But there's different maps and everything. And so like the first hour that we played, and oddly enough, they give you the option. Do you want to play as family or do you want to play as victims? Or there's quick play and you can do that. Like, I was like, why would we ever want to do that? But we did quick play just to try to get, you know, obviously both sides of the experience here. That first hour, I was just like, man, like, am I stupid? Like, cause I feel like I am stupid because I cannot figure out
you actually what were. I'm supposed you were, to be doing. You were very like, stupid for the first hour. This is factual. I mean, like, I think it sounds ridiculous to say this on the show. We should play and record more of these together because I don't think I would have gotten nearly as far as I did without playing with you because of the kind of roadblocks up front there are, but it was pretty hilarious watching you just have no sense of direction.
Look, all I'm saying is that everything in those basements look the same, okay?
You're not wrong, but like it's still four distinct exits to that basement.
I am saying that that is not true because I walked all around that basement.
Yeah, there was, we there watched you do it.
There was not four exits. You can claim there was four exits. There was not four exits. It's interesting because I think there's more funny moments that happen when you're the victims, and I can't tell if that's just this game or if that's going to be other games of this ilk. But so like there was legitimately like laugh out loud moments of just like, well, that was weird that happened. Like I'm running from this guy, I jump in the cooler, and then all of a sudden he walks right by the cooler. I jump out and then I run and I jump into a well and then I fall into the basement and then I just died from a heart attack. And I was just like, wait a minute, what just happened right now? Like those were interesting moments. But I still spent a heck of a lot of time just wandering around like, what do I do? Like I know what I needed to do, but I don't know if the fuses and the locations where you put the fuses and all that, like, are those RNG? Are they randomized? Are they procedurally generated something? Because there's so many times where we would get out of the basement when I would finally get out of the basement where I just could not find out where I'm supposed to go. The only times I ever escaped was because somebody else figured it out. And then there was one time I had figured it out, but I didn't have a tool to get out. And this person ran up and just had the tools like, great, let's go. Like, it's weird. That was a lot of rambling, but that was a long way of saying like I had so many ups and downs with the game, but I still am not sure if I was playing it right, I guess.
Yeah. So I agree with you playing as a victim because even when it started to click with me, the gameplay of the victim where you have to find the fuses, find the special items to turn on the generator, to turn on the fence, to do all these, to do the few things to do to get out. Even when you finally get it done, I didn't get that. I remember telling you at the time, I didn't get that feeling I'll get from a game like Left 4 Dead, where we are working together to put the gas in the car and then drive out of the mall, you know? Like, I never felt that sort of camaraderie with the team. And then when people escaped, I never felt that just extreme sense of accomplishment. And I know that comes from the fact that we just started playing, so we're low level, so we're working individually anyway. But I feel like the more I play this game, the less I would like it. And I think, and I say that because I can almost see the meta of this game unfold in real time, like at a higher level of play, because I'm with you. I don't think the items are completely RNG to the point where each map, and it's not a lot of maps, it's only like, what, two or three?
There's at least three. I remember seeing three distinctly, and maybe there's more later, but I don't think there is.
Each time the survivors or the victims start in the same place, like they start at the bottom or they start tied up somewhere. And we play against one or two Leatherfaces who knew exactly where that was. And then he just waited. He just waited outside the door.
Right. Yeah. He basically trapped us in a sense.
And when you leave for the exits from, let's say you leave the exit from the basement, there's only four exits. So when you leave from the...
Allegedly.
So when you leave from the exit, more than one time, Jesse or Sally or whoever was just waiting at the top of the stairs. And so immediately I'm like, oh, so once you get to higher level play, especially if you're the killer, you already know these maps. You know where to wait. You know where people are hiding. You know where to go. I feel like the more you play this game, the more you learn about it. I feel like that fun peaks, and then it becomes gamified, if that makes sense. Like you're no longer playing this, oh my God, did he see me? Like anything can happen. Now it's, I know he's going to be there. He knows I'm going to be there. So let me gamify this and like start playing this like a video game.
Yeah. So stay with me. This reminds me a lot of the Assassin's Creed multiplayer. And that...
I'm with you 100% already. No, yeah.
Yeah, like that game was very similar in that when you first start playing, you're like, wow, like this is cool. Like we've got all these different abilities and we've got all these things that we can do to each other. But then very quickly, as you start unlocking more and you start playing with people that are better at the game, that fun factor and that like mystique just immediately disappears, because then you start seeing like, this isn't even rock, paper, scissors. This is just like, I know exactly where you're going to be. I know how to manipulate this game. I'm going to beat you. And at that point, it's not even fun. It's, you know, there's nothing about it. And I'm not saying that this would turn into that, but I was already, whenever we went up against somebody that clearly had been playing this for a little while, I never felt helpless, but I definitely just had less fun. Like, it wasn't quite that feeling where you start playing Apex Legends and you get wiped in like 30 seconds and you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't fun at all. Like, and then you load up another game and then you have a great game. Like, it wasn't quite on that level of highs and lows, but it was definitely like, if you've got three people that are working together and are talking to each other, like, it's going to be extremely difficult to get out of there. And that's, I don't know if that's a solvable problem. I don't know if that's even fair to critique it that way, but at the same time, it's just like, man, I'm already kind of done with this game, you know, and that's...
I agree with you. And
yeah.
And the issue for me is with this game in particular, I'm just not getting that. Like on the other side of that coin, it would be four survivors talking to each other, working together to get out. But there's no real... And maybe I'm just missing it, but there's no real sense of camaraderie there where, like, a Left 4 Dead is like, oh, did Corey go down? We can't just leave him there. We have to go back and get him. Like, you cover.
Right, no, you go down, you just,
yeah,
run.
Yeah, like, you know, like there's so many, like, things you have to, like, factor in where it's like, in this game, I never felt any real camaraderie in a sense that, like, I mean, there was a point where you and another player left, like, you escaped, and you're like, all right, we found this exit, just come this way. And I'm like, first of all, I don't know which way that is, because I haven't played the map 17 million times yet, and there's no compass or anything. So I don't know where that is already. And secondly, I feel like it should have been more of a, at least three people need to work on this thing to get out, because... The fact that you guys escaped and I didn't doesn't mean anything to me, especially at the end of the game, where, especially when it comes to the end of the game and we all level up anyway. It's that Call of Duty factor of, it doesn't matter if I win or lose, but the numbers go up and I unlock more perks and abilities. And
the perks, yeah, and the perks and stuff aren't great. Like, the only camaraderie that you're speaking of is basically like, There's certain abilities that everyone has a skill tree for whatever reason, like you said, because Call of Duty, I guess. And it's like, hey, like, when you find this tool or you open a door in the basement, the survivors can see that door for 30 seconds. And it's like, okay, like, that's kind of neat, but that might help you. But at the same time, like, I didn't open that door to help you. I opened that door to get out. Like, that's the only reason I opened that door. In any capacity.
Right.
If I look at any of my skills, I am never going to look at this skill and be like, okay, like, this will help. So if I do this, this will help them for 45. Absolutely not. I'm going to take whatever I can to make sure that I survive longest and I help myself out. And that's, again, maybe it would be a fun experiment now that we've actually sat down and played one of these. You know, I think, is Dead by Daylight still on Game Pass? It used to be. I don't know if it is.
I think so.
But like, maybe try one of those out and just, you know, see how it goes, because it's tough because... I had fun with this game. I really did. But I feel like it's fun factor, like, you hit that wall super fast. And like you said, and it's a lack of camaraderie, even though we were playing together and there was still never a sense that we had to play. We were just playing a game together and having fun. We weren't actually playing co-op, which is, I don't know if it's a flaw of the game, but at the same time, like, you have these abilities and these attributes and stuff that you put on your character to kind of help each other, but there's never an instance where I was like, hey, let's hang out together. It's like, no, like, we're all just running in our own directions because I ran into Leatherface and you didn't, or we both did, and we would just immediately freak out and run the other way. But on the flip side of that, we had some, I had some genuine fun with this game. Like I freak out moments of just like, I think I'm thinking I'm safe, and all of a sudden I turn the corner and then there's Leatherface, you know, like it's got those moments like Outlast, like, you know, we talked about earlier, where it's like, I genuinely freaked out because I just wasn't anticipating this happening. And then it does. And it's like, okay, that was fun. But I don't know if that's there. I don't know if that's enough to ever recommend this game, if that makes sense.
I'm right there with you. I really don't want to make it sound like I'm just overly critiquing this game in a negative fashion, because I agree with you. There's a lot of fun to be had there. For me, most of that fun is going to be up front, where I don't know all the mechanics, I don't know all the maps, I don't know where people are hiding. And like you said, a lot of the fun came from, I mean, first of all, playing with you and just hearing you complain about being a victim and how pointless it is. But I did like playing the victim sometimes, because I get to hide in a, like, I get those moments where I'm hiding in the grass, and like to compare it to like Assassin's Creed again, it's comical how you crouch in the grass and just disappear to the NPCs.
Right.
But
those moments as the victim,
that like, works genuinely. Here. Like you crouch in the grass and
genuinely
they lose you.
There have been times where you're just sitting there, and the tension is that like you're sitting there like, okay, like do I move? There have been times where like they will literally walk within steps of you and they just don't see you. And like those moments as a victim are by far the best moments, but they're pretty few and far between, though.
Right, and you get to a point where, for lack of a better word, the game starts to become gamified. And you know, when I notice myself playing with other players as victims, and they were good at the game, they knew what to do, the sort of that role-playing aspect of the game is completely lost on them. Like they're not worried, they're not scared. They make all the noise in the world because they don't care. They know where the fuse is. They know where the bones are. They know where everything is. They're just gonna go get it, press X a bunch of times, and get out. And it just kind of breaks the immersion. And I feel like the higher level you go, the more that's gonna kind of ebb and flow. And for me, it just wasn't. Yeah, it just, I don't know. I kind of saw through the matrix at one point. I'm just like, I found this fun factor part, but then I'm like, it's just not going to last for me.
Yeah, and it's tough because Dead by Daylight is still on Game Pass for PC, at least. I'm not sure if it's on console. It seems like people are upset that there's no cross progression, but it looks like that might have been solved or something like that. But I look at this and it's like, man, like they've got Ghostface, they've got Resident Evil, Silent Hill, Nicolas Cage, Halloween. Like this game clearly is going to have way more content than the one that than Texas Chainsaw Massacre will. But at the same time, it becomes that like fighting game problem of, okay, there's all this stuff here. Are we going to hop in and just get absolutely rolled because we weren't there day one? You know, like that's my fear for it. And maybe it's a little unfair for us to be judging this, saying like, I don't know how this game's going to last in 10 hours and we've only played 4 or 5. But at the same time, your time and my time is limited, you know, so that's kind of what all we have to go on, I guess.
Yeah. And judging it as we are here, like I'm assuming a lot of our time is limited here. Like no one has unlimited time for video games anymore. So if you're going to play one of these, I think you should play one that is not a little better per se, but has a little more meat on the bones, because this one, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I feel like is a competent version of one of these games, but I don't think it sticks the landing in too many places.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what type of long-term support they have on this. Like, more maps is not going to be it. You know, like, that's not going to drastically change how it feels. And so, Leatherface is in Dead by Daylight, so maybe it's So you got just buy that, and then you're playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow, he is.
Apparently, they have Hellraiser, wow. Saw, Silent Hill, Ash and the Evil Dead, Nightmare on Elm Street. Basically, any major horror franchise you can think of.
See, like to your point earlier, then you're making playing the victim suck more now.
Right. So it's. I think we need to check this out. Now that we have this under our belt, just to see how we do.
Does Dead by Daylight have a check this live for me? Like Cindy from Nightmare on Elm Street, like the main characters from there. Like, cause like these horror movies have very iconic heroes as well. Like, are they in these? Yeah, can you play as what's her face from Scream? Nev Campbell.
Let's find out. Live fact checking on the air, Dead by Daylight. Should be Sydney Prescott,
yes.
Right? Why isn't Sydney Prescott in this game?
But that's a legitimate here. Question, let's, though. Let's, if you put in Ghostface, right. Then you have to put in the opposition, the hero, because that makes it more. To me, that makes it more fun. I don't know.
All right, let's see here. Characters in the. So it looks like, yeah, it looks like Ghostface was just that one. Let's check the Saw pack because you got to have, you know, Shawnee Smith as well as Jigsaw, right? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, right. Amanda.
The girl.
Saw pack,
yeah.
Dead by Daylight. Saw 10 coming out soon at a theater near you. They do not. So it looks like they at least try because this one, although this is such a random inclusion, the Saw pack came with a new killer, which was Pigface, which is, you know, that could be a number of different people. The survivor that it came with was David Tapp, which is really strange. Like, if you don't know who David Tapp is, he is a cop from the first movie. He was played by Danny Glover.
I'm okay with that.
Super, yeah, like... Not exactly like a deep character, though. So, like, but hey, they tried,
right.
I guess.
No, I mean, that's yeah. What I asked, yeah.
Yeah, so let's check out Nightmare on Elm Street.
They have to have, what's her name? It wasn't Cindy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. But.
From Dream Warriors. What was that? She's so good in that. She has to be in that. She has to be in it.
So, the survivor that it came with was Quentin Smith. I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, so
I think. I know who that is. Okay, never mind. I know who that is. That could even be down to like a likeness thing, like, you know, maybe they just couldn't get the actor to do it, you know, something like that. So who knows? But so at least it sounds like they're at least trying. But how did we get on this topic? Oh, because we were talking about the survivors. Yeah. So at this point, we're not even talking about this game, but I think that's because we had some fun with it. And maybe we're not adverse enough, but I think we're going to try to find out if this is a flaw of the game or if this is just a flaw of us. But I don't know that I can recommend this one. Like, it's tough. It's tough because we had fun with it. And I think that's kind of the point of Game Pass. But also at the same time, like, it's, yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not going to say there's enough missing here to not recommend it, because here's the issue. Like, is Dead by Daylight on Game Pass? And if it is, do we do the thing where we say that one's on here, so you don't need to play this one? Is that fair to the game, to any game?
No, I don't think so. But at the same time, like, if there's just a better...
If there's a better experience, again, I feel like you should go for the better experience. I don't think there's a lot...
Right.
I don't think there's a lot here just yet.
It goes back to that initial thing we said of, like, is it mean or derivative or whatever to say, like, this is just one of those. But at the same time, these games are literally taking... the main gameplay mechanics from each other and just twisting it their own way. Like, we did that with, I can't remember the name of the game, but we did that with Hades. And what was that game that you liked? You're in the tombs and stuff.
It's
basically Hades, but you're in tombs. Yeah. So, And we came to the conclusion, it's like, this is, Hades is a better game, but this is still a solid game, and it's not doing everything that Hades is doing. And I look at Dead by Daylight, and like, this is kind of the same game.
No, right. It's not doing anything. It's not doing something wildly different. It's not taking a huge different take on it.
So it's tough because, while I don't think that's a fair criticism, like as you just sort of outlined, I think it comes down to the fact that it's trying to be so, it's literally a Texas Chainsaw Massacre licensed game. And at that point, is there somebody out there that loves the Texas Chainsaw Massacre that's going to be like, okay, like I've got to play this. Like this is because of the license on it, I am enjoying this more. That just seems a bit crazy.
And if they do exist, they already are playing Dead by Daylight as Leatherface, right?
Right. I would think so. So the Xenomorph is in this? What?
What? That sounds incredible.
That's clearly, we just need to go play Dead by Daylight. So when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, like, I think with the other thing I enjoyed about this game actually looks pretty nice. Like, it runs really, really smooth. It's got a performance mode, and I much prefer the performance mode. Like, even at performance mode, it looks nice. Like, it's not going to blow your mind or anything, but it runs extremely well. It's doing enough right that I feel like we have to give it a pass. Like, it's like when it comes to game of the year for us, like, it's not going to be in the top five or anything like that. But I had fun with it, and I think that somebody that maybe doesn't care for Call of Duty or doesn't care for, you know, it's got the Call of Duty hooks in it with like the levels and the skill trees and all that stuff. And it doesn't do anything that is like grossly, you know, mean or predatory.
Right. Right. Yeah. So
I'm just like, man, like, I think there's somebody out there that could enjoy this and have a good time with it. But we're just not adverse enough to know that, this is so bad compared to Dead by Daylight. Like, you'd be silly to even play this game. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's where I'm more worried about my opinion on this one, because I feel like I don't want to say, yeah, this is fine, go play it, have fun with it. And then there's someone playing Dead by Daylight on Game Pass right now, saying exactly what you just said, like, you people are dumb. Like, this,
right?
Like, why do you make them waste their time? I'm gonna say,
but I'm gonna stick by it though. Like, I think this game is good enough that I think you should check it out at least.
I'm gonna, oh man, that's funny. I was because you convinced me the other way. I was gonna say it's so because of your argument, with that one game and Hades. Because this is not different enough from Dead by Daylight, I would say just this is one you can skip. And that's not me saying, and again, it's not me saying it's a bad game. This is just the nature of the beast here.
There is the other possibility, though, where the argument that we had during Hades, and it's going to bug me that I can't remember the name of that game, Tomb of the Ancient Gods or something like that.
Close. That's not
it. It had a ridiculously long name. I remember.
It was a good game. I liked it.
Yeah, it was. The difference, I think, in that is we're kind of coming at this. There's a possibility where Dead by Daylight is too dense. Like, there's a possibility where there is gross stuff. There is, to get good at this game, it could be pay to win. Where it could be, you know, all that stuff is possible. Whereas when we came at this the other way, we already had Hades in our mind, where we knew, like, no, that's not the case. So it's tough to say. So I think for this one, we have to judge it based on what we know. And what we know is that, like, we had some fun with it. It's not going to blow your mind or anything, but it's different enough and unique enough that I think it's worth a play. And you might have some fun with it. And if you only have 10 hours of fun with it, that's fine. That's the point.
Yeah, true. You know? Yeah, no, you're right. So, I agree with that, actually. That's a good point. I'll agree with you on that as well. I think for those reasons, you should play it. But also for those reasons, I think we should play Dead by Daylight now.
Yeah, I think we have to. I think we've talked enough about it that it's shockingly, like, I'm super curious about it, you know? Like
now I am, because this was kind of like a gateway drug. I'm like, wait a minute, this was kind of fun for a bit. Like, if Dead by Daylight is so much better, then I might have missed out on an entire genre or whole video game that was pretty freaking amazing.
Well, it comes back to maybe Dead by Daylight and Texas Chainsaw Massacre aren't the one for me, but who knows? Maybe they're going to do a Scream game, you know, or something like that. And then I'm like, okay, like I've played these enough that now I'm just like, okay, I'm going to check this out. So maybe this isn't the one, but maybe this was the one to sort of finally get me to understand it a little bit. So, all right. So when it comes to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, check it out. Have some fun with it. Might not get a ton of fun or a ton of playtime out of it, but I had a good time. We had a good time. So when it comes to the future of these episodes, and in traditional fashion, all the games that we outlined last time that we'd be playing, we did not do an episode on because instead we played Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So Starfield's coming out next week. If you are a early... I am not paying for the early thing. That is dumb, in my opinion. If you're doing that, I don't think you're dumb. But for me, that would be dumb. Thank you. Oh, are you talking about them or me?
Them.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're dumb. I am not like super enough into Starfield enough to be like, yeah, I got to play this early. Sea of Stars is also coming out tomorrow, so I will be playing that instead. So we're going to talk about Sea of Stars. We're going to talk about Starfield, obviously, at some point. We still have the big con coming up, and I know there's another one that we played that I'm not remembering. It's the tank game. I never remember the name of the tank game.
I played a bunch of those. Oh, you talking about Fuga 2?
Yeah, Fuga. Played Fuga 2. And but there's other stuff coming. So it is, we're in the middle of game season here. So we got other stuff coming. But all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with one of those games that I outlined. Or it might even just be Dead by Daylight. Who knows?
It might just be.
It might be.
Good day, sirs.